Not connected clearly.
Hope not.
Da, 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 da.
Something's happening. Turn everything off.
Volume. So, my apologies for that fuzz. Doesn't that make you crazy? Well, I'm going to pick up my bearings from where I am, and I am going to open Termius because I want to see what's going on in the land of Com, which is SDF land, and I will go into Swerage, which is, I think, a faster server, generally speaking. So.
Banana.
Banana. Banana. Banana.
Banana.
Banana. Banana Republic.
Banana Republic.
Good morning, my fine friends. It is Saturday, the 15th of July. The year is 2023, and the show is the Banana Republic. And I am your host, Rolly, for the next 1 hour.
Banana.
Banana. Banana.
Banana. Banana.
Banana Republic.
Banana Republic.
Good morning, my fine friends. It is Saturday, the 15th of July. The year is 2023, and the show is The Banana Republic, and I am your host, Rolly, for the next 1 hour of music and entertainment and chitter-chatter. So let's keep on going. And I've come home from work and thought I shall drop down a few notes and see if I can do a half-decent show this week. Through a number of episodes about psychedelics, and this is an extract from episode 177, and let's see what you think of it.
If you could have a doctor that would say, you know, you're pretty sane, I think you could handle ecstasy, so he prescribes you a little ecstasy, go have a party this weekend, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but I think using it as an adjunct to psychotherapy is not that far away.
Well, do you think so? You really think they're going to accept that?
They're certainly trying to. You know, that's the organization MAPS. That's pretty much what they do.
Yeah, I'd read that they've made great strides with people as well with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, which is not surprising. I mean, I think a lot of the stuff that MAPS does is just proving these things that most people understand intuitively, but it has to be demonstrated in a rigorous scientific fashion before any regulatory authorities will accept it.
Yeah, wow. It would really help a lot. no doubt about it. It would restructure society. If people would allow, were allowed free use of psychedelics, everyone looks at it as such a frivolous issue. Like, it's so silly. You know, like, why even concentrate on such things? What are you trying to do? You're trying to get high? You know, if you talk to most people about psychedelics, you feel like you're stuck in a 1950s movie. You know, what are you trying to do with your life, kid?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Mess with those mushrooms? Put that stuff down. Get yourself square. Get on a straight and narrow. Put the mushrooms down, boy.
Yeah.
Isn't it? I mean, doesn't it seem like that? It's not a subject that's easy to be approached seriously with adults. There's not a lot of them that'll engage you in it. In the regular world, you want to talk seriously about psychedelics and seriously about positive effects of them and mushrooms and... No, who wants to talk to you about that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, now most of it has to be shrouded in scientific research.
What if you were working for an insurance company and you were like one of their top sales guys, but you're running around the office telling everybody they got to do acid, you know?
Yeah. I guess I don't even really know what public perceptions. I mean, I have an idea, but it's so hard for me to go into, like, to really understand what it would be like in middle America or something if you worked at just an insurance office.
Well, I think it's different now everywhere because of the internet. I don't think there is necessarily a middle America that's the same middle America. There were some innocent parts of the country or countries where things were a little quieter or slower. But I think because of the access to information that people have today, kids can learn a lot of shit online. And even if their environment sucks, they can develop and be engulfed in whole communities online. And they can evolve like so much quicker. So there's like groups of people that evolve like in small towns now that wouldn't have existed 2-3 decades before.
I'll be there.
friends, Friday was a day off because a long time ago, I think I mentioned I worked at school for open day, and that meant visitors and my whole team there. But in lieu, you get a day off. And so on Thursday, we all went out to the lawn bowls as a college and had a game and dinner, well, lunch actually. Lovely day, and then sent home early, and then Friday was off, and I spent it working in the garden, and in particular, chopping down a clump of banana trees, ladyfinger banana trees. Oh my goodness, these things are tall and huge and heavy. So that's done, and I also got a come-along winch, which is a sort of like a ratchet, and with a thick cable, maybe 3/4 inch. And the cable runs through the winch and you winch to and fro, and it pulled 2.5 ton in metric. So I put my cabin, I jacked the cabin up and put copper lugs on, which are 125, 150 diameter posts. 150... maybe 125, oh, I don't know. Anyway, that meant it rolled along the garden and I positioned it, and I was really happy with how it went. So then I had to dispose of the banana trees by dragging them down to the creek, and that's exactly how I felt doing it. And now I have to plant grass, buffalo grass, where the cabin once stood. But I put some photos up of that process, and yeah, thank you for entertaining me and listening to this. So, what shall we continue with? I had lined up a number of interviews, and the issue with that is that I've done them sporadically during the week, which means I need to find them now. I'll be back.
Just gotta be strong, just stop.
In other news, Stoke Source has a big event tonight at Felons Barrel Hall, which will be hundreds and hundreds of people. I don't know, and maybe not that many. I'd say 500. And it's always a big crowd. It's a really nice crowd. So it should be a lot of fun. But that means I've got a lot to prepare for. When I say prepare, I don't have to. I just enjoy helping him. So I shall be something of a roadie, and he shall do all the rest. And I look forward to it, so that's something. And I'm going to try and record it. I did think of live feeding it to PeerTube, but I'm not sure that that's a feasible option with everything going on in the hall. And it's a barrel hall because it is a beer hall, and it can get quite rowdy, and it's all along the Esplanade near the Story Bridge. So it's quite a lovely venue, to be honest. This is his third time playing there. And the nice thing is they get treated like royalty. They have this green room that they can go to, and they can order anything they like. So I think that's the big one of the big attractions. Although that doesn't really do much for Stoke Source, but it does for his band, and he's got a big band.
Your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up.
I do believe I've mentioned that I'd like to turn my property into a sort of glamping location, and to that end I've built an outside bathroom and also a cabin. And the cabin, like anything, is built with reiterations because it's never perfect, and after designing it and after building it, I realized that I could add other features, and so sometimes to add features you have to take features out, and I've got a big sliding door which I shall replace with a single little door and a window, because that gives more surface for furniture and fittings. And I shall also build in a built-in cupboard, but alas, that's not the point. The point is that I've got this lovely block of land, and I kind of like one to invite backpackers and surfers and travelers to enjoy it, because for the most part we're quite a hospitable family, and you've got woofers, which are willing workers on organic farms, and you've also got WorkEx, which is work in exchange for food, and there's always plenty of work around here. So yeah, those are my thinkings, and I hope to kind of like bring that about. But how it'll actually work, I don't know. There's Airbnb as well, isn't there? So that might be something to give thought to. Anyway, up next in the second part of the show, a different style of music. So stick around and listen with me. I think I'll play out with this for now, and I'll be right back. Ooh. That's it, my fine friends. Thank you for hanging out for the last 25 minutes or so. I shall bring the Republic ceremony to an end, and I look forward to you being present in the second half of the show, which is a different altogether set of, you know, compilations and music and things. So, as always, remember, you are listening to Anon Radio, an independent source of freeform music streamed from somewhere where a number of SDFers hang out. I mean, men and women who value open source and freedom and community and driving your own technology. So we are infected. The yeast has got into us for most of us. I'm talking about myself primarily. So I use other products, but if I could, and if I lived in a perfect world, I think I should try to use free open source software, which has its own problems, because anything guided by the community has problems. So in the end, it comes down to free form, free will. But I digress. I haven't thought this out very well, have I? What I mean to say is there's some really nice folks on Anon Radio, and you can visit sdf.org, sdf.org, and follow the prompts, follow the instructions, and the breadcrumbs will lead you into the system to a product called Comode, or C-O-M-COM, and it's basically a chat feature. And on that, there are groups or communities, and in some of those groups and communities, you'll find one of them, Anon Radio, and that's where we are all chattering at the moment. So come on in and join us, and sit around the fire. You'll love it. Okay, that's it for now. Bless you all, and stick around for the second half of my show. Okie dokie, we are live, really and truly live. This is me. I'm sitting at my dining room table, and we're doing the second part of the show. So stick around if you like it, if you like this sort of thing. I'm wondering if I'm coming through. Yes, I am. Okay, so thank you to F. Fogg. You're welcome here. You're always welcome here. Love your own show. And talking about other people's shows, I listened to Pain and Pleasure, I think it was, The Margin, and it was full on. I was in the tub listening to it, and I was scrolling about. But let's continue. Screwtape, you're a great encouragement. So nice to see your work on Mastodon, etc. And Prater, I don't know if you're still with us, but you're you're welcome. Bite me, 8827. You'll be right back, but hopefully you heard that. Yeah, Zuhoff, thank you for those kind words. It's yeah, Zuhoff. Doing it live, as you say. So I'm on com, and I'm reading as I go, and I'm also looking at some of the notes I've taken during the show. And before I go much further, I want to apologize for my awful start. I just can't get it right. That's kind of like why I pre-record it. I pre-record live, and then I play it live, which means I can interrupt at any time like I've done now. But I still don't get it right. JWH. You do good work. I think you are a stalwart. I think, from what I understand, you pull the levers and turn the cogs. But I don't know for sure. I think that's what you do. I think that's what you do. I think that's what you do. Tobe, what more can I say? Your show is perfect. You're a role model. You and a number of others, actually. There's, you see, the problem is there's this time zone thing that gets in the way. And there's only so much you can listen to. So I often mention the same people, but that's because they fall in my time zone. And I do try and listen to their shows, to the other shows. But it's quite hard. It just is hard. I don't know what, why or how it's hard. It is hard because you tend to gravitate to your own time zone. Continuing, Gemlog, you are always... can be hard to catch Publius, says Screwtape. Yes. The number of times I've woken up and I've been awake, Screwtape, and I think I'll listen to Publius. He's on in half an hour. And I forget. I go down the rabbit hole. And which is so annoying because his show is amazing and it's great to be there live talking in comm. So Gemlog, Ratsu, Raven, and Quentin and Tin, thanks all of you. So hey, let's crack on because I've been yabbering on and on and on and on and on and on. And I think you guys deserve some some music. So here we go. Get ready for it. I got a lot for you. Hold tight.
Oh, I say we, you say merci. A si vous plaît goes a long way. No, not at all. De rien.
Chercher des cigarettes, en fait, il est parti. Il est parti chercher des cigarettes depuis 7h30.
Ooh, this is a nice song. It's not what you think it is, actually. But I'm going to...
Il est parti chercher des cigarettes.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't what you thought it was, is it? And it's called Cigarette. And look, I just want to talk about everyone on the show. Tin's gone to bed, so thank you, Tin, for being here. Quentin, Raven, Ratzu, Gemlog, Tobe, JWH, Zurhoff, Quentin again... Praetor, Screwtape, F-Fog, and BiteMe8827. Thanks for being here. I do have quite a lot, and I've got a few other selections of stuff that I'd like to talk about. Again, F-Fog says, there's a good Kino song called Cigarette. Yeah, I might look that up then. But... I kind of like think doing live is way better. It's just so much easier, and you kind of like can be excused for making a mess. But let's Screwtape, thanks for noticing. That was Julian. That was a song that he did this week, or at least he released this week, and it's one of the set that he's going to do tonight. For the first time, it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. But I've got things echoing in my head, and I really botched tech up today. But that's the point. This is a non-radio, and this is SDF, and this is where we do things for ourselves. It's where we do what we want to do. So I'm going to start that song. Because I'm going to restart it. I like it. And then after that, we've got about four other songs that are quite poppy. So let's push this forward. And let me hop off the mic and press this at the same time, which is always tricky. Okay. It can't be that hard, can it?
Il est parti chercher des cigarettes. En fait, il est parti. Il est parti chercher des cigarettes depuis 7h30. Mais comment ai-je pu être aussi bête? Il me jette, c'est bien fini. Il est parti chercher des cigarettes. En fait, il est parti. À moins peut-être qu'une camionnette tout nette me les toxine. Ce qui tendrait à prouver que les cigarettes vous mettent à l'agonie. Chercher des cigarettes. En fait, il est parti. Il est parti chercher des cigarettes depuis 7h30. Pour moi, désormais fini la fumette. Plus de 7 saloperies.
sharp lesson what a third world war. Stand down, Margaret, stand down, please stand down, Margaret. I say stand down, Margaret, stand down, please stand down, Margaret. Say too much war in the city, yeah. Say too much war in the city, war. I sing, say the love and unity.
Banana, banana,
banana, banana,
banana republic,
banana rep.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas. Je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours. Ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui aujourd'hui. Il me l'a dit, là je rêve pour la vie. Et dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur qui bat. Hold me close and hold me fast. This magic spell you cast, I see la vie en rose.
That's it, my fine friends. This is it. We've reached the end. So I am going to thank everyone. In reverse order, Liquid Dreams, M. Chamley, Bite Me 8227, F. Fogg, and Screwtape, Prater, Quentin, Zurhoff, JWH, Tobe, Gemlog, Ratzu, Raven, and Tin. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it. Sorry, I'm putting my hand on the mic, which is not the best thing to do. But take care, stay well, and thanks so much for being here. You're all legends. Till next time, c'est la vie.